Wealth. And now Steve Repak, author of Dollars and Uncommon Sense, Basic Training for Your Money, joins me now to tell the rest of us how we can do the same. Steve, thank you for coming on the program this evening.
Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Well, look, a lot of people relate to being in overwhelming credit card debt, and they begin to realize just how hard it is to try to get out of the debt. What was the moment you decided to begin the process yourself, and what were your first steps?
You know, here I was giving other people financial advice, and my finances were a mess. And I had to sit there and say, hey, I need to lead by example and get my finances straight in order to sit there and help people with their finances. And for me to sit there and get out of credit card debt, I just had to sit there and make a commitment. I had to sit there and say, hey, Steve, I'm willing to change. I'm willing to start taking some steps necessary for me to get out of the mess that I was in. And it's pretty simple. You talk about credit card debt. First thing I had to do is I had to quit charging. I mean, I had to sit there and put my plastic away and quit using it. Next thing I had to do is I had to identify my expenses. I mean, I would sit there and keep receipts, every day. I'd sit there and write down every time I spent money, and I started identifying wasteful spending. And, once I identified that wasteful spending, I could sit there and cut it out, and I took that extra money and I built up my savings and then I applied it to my credit card.
So,
after a few years, it got paid off.
You're saying essentially cut your credit cards up and go with cash till you get things straightened out?
Yeah, it's like if you have a problem with anything, you just got to quit doing it. I mean, I joke around in my book. I said, hey, pull out a Tupperware bowl, fill it up with water, take your credit cards, put it in the Tupperware bowl, and then stick it in your freezer. So if you're tempted to use it, you're going to have to wait for a while for them to thaw out.
Yeah, unfortunately, now we can use our credit cards online, so that makes it even trickier. So when you talk about using uncommon sense when it comes to money, what exactly do you mean by that?
Most people, nobody has any problems spending money. Everybody knows how to, they know how to spend it. But the build wealth, you just have to think differently for most people. And, people think, living the paycheck to paycheck is great. That's fine. Having debt, they think that's all right. Having nothing in their savings, I mean, that's just common. So if you want to sit there and have, your finances to be different, you just got to do things different for most people. And that's why I say you have to use uncommon sense.
Well, what about those that really are living paycheck to paycheck and their paychecks are meager, like many workers now are facing these circumstances? They basically are covering, their rent, their food, and that's about it. How do they begin to handle a situation and build savings?
A lot of that, some of it is a temporary situation, maybe that you got cut back on hours, so it's not that there's a magic fix all, but people, there's wasteful spending, I talk to a lot of people and I hear the same thing. Hey, Steve, I've cut everything out, and I'm still paycheck to paycheck. And then they pull out their iPhone, and I'm like, how much are you paying for for your data plan? And, I'm paying $250 a month. And I'm like, well, gosh, you could sit there and probably have a track phone that only costs you $50 a month, and that's $200 of instant savings. And so, like I said, a lot of people, they sit there and they say that they're struggling, paycheck to paycheck, but honestly, there's just a lot of, I call them spending leaks that they can identify. And like I said, at the end of the day, you have to sit there and make sacrifices, and whatever that means to you, if that means not going out to eat as much or driving an older car or carpooling or instead of having a cell phone and a regular phone to cut out the regular phone. You have to identify your priorities, and you have to start, cutting those expenditures out.
I'm talking to Steve Repak, author of Dollars and Uncommon Sense, Basic Training for Your Money. Is it really usually a case of discipline and maybe not taking this military mindset towards our money that causes people to get into this out-of-control debt?
Yeah, you have to make, and I call it like sacrifice. In the military, you're always making sacrifice. You're away from your family, serving in dangerous places. So, you have to, have to learn that word sacrifice, and that means giving up things. It's like cable television. I was stationed in Suwon, Korea for a year, and we had three channels on AFN. And guess what? I survived that year about with only three channels. And, if you sit there and talk to most people, say, gosh, we're going to cut, you're going to cut out your cable, they just go crazy. Like, oh my gosh, I can't live without it. But, it's like I said, this comes down to sacrifices and readjusting your priorities.
Yeah, cutting cable, that does sound a bit crazy for many people. So tell me, you say there are four traits that wealth builders share. What would you say is the primary one?
I mean, the first one, the primary one is spending less money than what you make. And that's the big thing, because everybody thinks, well, gosh, my next pay raise or my next income tax refund or my next windfall is going to sit there and fix my financial dilemma. And the truth is that, you know, spending less money than what you make, I mean, that's the fact. And, you know, if I sit there and take all my wealth builders and you know, the wealth builders, you know, these people have between, you know, $600,000 to $800,000 saved up in their retirement. And now these aren't lawyers and CEOs, man. They're school teachers and retired military. I mean, people that just don't make a lot of money, but they were just able to accumulate a lot. And like I said, their first thing that they, every one of them, they spend less money than what they made. I mean, every one of them.
But you're talking about a pretty tight budget here, because ultimately, I mean, no cable, no smartphone.
Well, not that it's okay. When I say no cable, I say, okay, instead of having 500 channels, get basic cable. Instead of having the cell phone with, you know, unlimited data, GPS, all these features, get the track phone. I'm not telling anybody to sit there and crawl in the hole, because that's not realistic. But to make, you know, just making some little sacrifices, you know, you want to go out to eat? I'm going to say no. Not go out to eat, but instead of going out to eat for lunch every single day, maybe pack your lunch 2 out of the 3 days. So it's making those little adjustments, and those little adjustments, it's like $5 here, $10 there, and at the end of the month, you know, $250. Like, where did this come from?
I see. Just a little extra. Tell me, you have this 10-10-80 rule, which is a bit unorthodox. Can you break it down for me?
Yeah, it's, you know, I take my, you know, take the wealth builders, the people that were able to accumulate a lot of money, and, you know, it's the 10-10-80 works like this. You give away the first 10%, you save the next 10%, and you live off the rest. And like I said, that doesn't make any sense. I mean, you know, people say, Steve, how can I have more money if I'm giving 10% of it away? And, you know, I don't have an agenda. If you're tied into your church, I think that's great. If you want to give it to the Wounded Warriors Project, if you want to give it to a local soup kitchen, you know, I just don't have, you know, I care less who you give them to. But if you can learn to give that 10%, I mean, that's how you learn how to live on less. And like I said, most people, they spend money because it makes them feel good, and they have to go out for their next fix. And, you know, we've been taught that it's better to give than to receive. I mean, there's some truth behind it, because when you sit there and give, that feeling lasts a lot longer than the spending feeling. And like I said, all I got to do is, you know, I line up all my wealth builders in a room and say, hey, every one of them, they all give. They all give.
How do you break that addiction? The giving certainly is nice. The purchasing, as you say, is very addictive and very pleasurable. How do you actually break that psychological and emotional tie?
Well, the thing is that you can't make it an extreme. I think that you should be able to waste 10% of, you know, 10%. I'll bet 80%. I mean, that's housing, food, clothing, transportation. But there's also spend money on yourself. And, you know, if you could sit there and learn just to put limits on it, saying, hey, I can waste, I can waste 10% of what I make, and I can't spend any more than that. That's something that's very realistic. It's just like someone going on a diet. If I said, well, you can never have dessert again, that is not a lifestyle change. You're going to end up falling off the wagon. So if I say, hey, you can waste 10% of what you make, I mean, that's something that's, you know, something that you can live with. It's something mm-hmm. that's balanced. And, like I said, you just don't do the extremes. The extremes never work. But if you can find that balance, and like I said, I'm not telling you to do, give 10%, save 10%. Like I said, you got 80% you can live off of.
It's a slow and steady pace. It sounds like that is the way to go. Steve Repack, author of Dollars and Uncommon Sense, Basic Training for Your Money. Find him online at dollarsanduncommonsense.com. Steve, thank you so much for joining us here on 1320 WILS.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. Have a happy Mother's Day.
You too. We're coming right back to wrap things up. I'm Michael Cohen, and this is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.